Yeah.
Yo, what up?
Nothing. Let me see if I can use this.
Use what?
Yo, could you hear me when I asked?
Not after. Let me see if I can use this. What are you trying to use? Oh, you're trying to use the sound thing. Is it also on your phone?
Didn't hear it.
No. Gentlemen, we are back. 2022-2023 season.
Let's go.
Keeping up with the Commissioner's Woo! Podcast. Joined by Vice Commissioner Mordasky and hey. Assistant to the Commissioner, Callahan.
We were wondering what his title was. Yeah.
I think that's his working title, Assistant to the Commissioner.
I like that. I keep people on track, you know?
Yeah. Commissioner Frank has to put his newborn baby to sleep.
Jeez.
So we're going to give him a pass. Nope. Yeah, we'll give him 1 or 2 weeks, and then I think that baby's old enough to put itself to sleep.
For real.
I think that's how it goes. So just a little recap. Last season, who won the league last year?
Me.
Yeah. I think Drew won the league. No, it was Frankie, wasn't it?
I also won the picks.
Yeah, Mikey won the guest picks. I think Frankie won the league. I feel like we should know that.
New year,
Jesse,
bro.
Jesse came in the last place. Yeah, last year doesn't even matter. So if you won last year, get fucked. So new member of the league, Smoot. Dalton Smoot.
Great guy.
We'll have him on the podcast soon within the next couple of weeks. Give him an intro to you guys. He's one of Mikey's homies from Fairfield and the man. So happy to have him in the league. Probably going to be stiffer competition than Matt and his GM, Paul. I believe his GM name was Paul. So I think Smoot will do better than Matt, the Matt-Paul combo, unfortunately for us. So no more $300. Let's get right into this season. Do you guys have anything to say? Introductions? Drew, Mike?
I download a soundboard, which I wish I could use. I was going to get some horns going for my...
I can put those in post, but for you, I'm not going
to. Yeah, you do a lot of after editing to these pods.
Extreme amount of editing. Yeah.
We love the commitment. Right. Yeah, no. I don't have much to add. I hope everyone has a good season, and I'm coming up number one here, so...
All right. With that being said, let's get right down to the nitty gritty here. First matchup, Commissioners Coxman versus rebranded Shawfin's team, the Automatucks. Still doesn't have Justin Tucker on his team. Hopefully, by the end of the season, he will to make that name make sense. I'm going to be totally honest about my team. I think I'm either going to be a top two team or a bottom two team. So we'll see how it goes. A little risky, but regardless. You know I'm sleeping on the Automatucks. Been sleeping on them since day one.
Day one.
I like his wide receivers, Chase and A.J. Brown, pretty strong. He's got Mark Andrews, tight end, not bad. Rashad Penny, Seattle, flex, Eckler, I'm low on Eckler this year. Antonio Gibson, low on him this year. Lamar, he'll be all right. Regardless, I see Saquon Barkley, big game against the Tennessee Titans for my squad. Allen Robinson, going to get a tutty tonight, easy, at least one. Travis Kelce, Darnell Mooney. Yeah, I'm stacked and stacked either in terms of being top one or two or bottom 10 or 12. But I'm going to win, so I'm picking myself. Let's go to Miguel.
Wow. This is a matchup right here. I'm looking at it right now, and I don't know who to pick. Butch, kind of crazy you're starting Rodgers.
Why?
No one to throw to. Derek Carr's got weapons.
Ayahuasca.
Aaron Rodgers.
Ayahuasca.
He's on so much ayahuasca, he's going to be hitting tighties to Romeo Dubes all year, motherfucker. That stat's coming through big for me late in the year. Just wait. Yeah.
Nah, I have Eckler on one of my other fantasy teams, so I love that. And Rashad Petty.
Nope.
I'm going Sean here, the Automatucks.
I will say, if anyone's looking for a top-end quarterback, Derek Carr or Aaron Rodgers on the trade block, willing to give up either. Don't know what I want, but it's got to be a good offer. All right, Drewby, what do you think?
Mike, keep talking about your other league, and that's a quick way to get kicked the fuck out of the front office, okay,
buddy? I'm actually going to make
him assistant. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Not
the better GM.
Mike's new position is assistant to the vice commissioner.
Thank you.
He got knocked down one.
Okay, Automatux.
Okay, love it.
Automatux.
Yeah, it's the Automatux. I think that's how it's.
Automatux.
Yeah. Frankie also sent us his picks. Let me see what he said about this one, if I can find it. Frankie likes Sean. I love it. He pretty much guaranteed that I'm going to win.
That's over.
That's over? Yeah, we'll see.
It's not a thing anymore. The jinx is gone.
The jinx is never gone. We'll go into the next matchup here. We got Ryan with a rebrand. My ball, Zach Ertz. Love it. Classic.
Oh, I do like
classic joke. good picture of a man getting kicked in the nuts. Love it. Versus Mitch, anti-vaxxers. Projected to be a tight one. We know projections don't mean anything this early in the season, obviously. Wait a second. Is Mitch starting Mike Davis?
Yes. It does look like that.
Starting his Mike Davis his at team, running back?
His whole team kind of sucks. Except for...
I'm down on Derrick Henry this year. He's got Cooper Kupp.
I like Derrick. Tyreek.
I don't like Mitch's team really at all.
Fuck Mitch. It's Ben fuck Mitch. I don't know why we got off that, but it's Ben fuck Mitch.
It has been that. I also just... I don't like his team. This week, Trey Lance against Chicago, probably a good matchup. I don't know. Does he have some sort of inside scoop on Mike Davis? Why the fuck is he on a fantasy team? He was like, what? Who does he have on the bench? Did he hit the
waivers for him?
He must know way he drafted Mike Davis, right? I mean, he must know something that we don't. Let's get over to Ryan's team. Ryan's got a good little squad. Josh Allen, Jonathan Taylor, T. Higgins, Waddle, Ertz, Akers. I like his team. I don't love Miles Sanders, but who knows? Maybe he'll be all right this year. Drew, you have any thoughts on Miles Sanders?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to be good. Can he catch the ball? Maybe he can catch the ball out of the backfield and score.
You can't run it. I know he can't run the ball, so yeah. I guess we'll see. I'm going with Ryan. I really hate Mitch's team, and maybe that means they're really good, but I think his team is ass. He's got Dobbins. Here we go. He's got Dobbins on his bench. Dobbins must be hurt.
Dobbins is hurt, and Davis is expected to take the majority of the touches early in the season.
What about Gus Edwards?
I don't know. I don't know where he's at.
Regardless, nah. I'm going Ryan. Drew, what do you think?
Okay, I think this is going to be the toilet bowl. Keep in mind, I literally know nothing about football. I'm also taking Ryan. It's Ben fuck Mitch. It will be fuck Mitch for the rest.
Always.
Yep.
Mike. Yeah, I do not like Mitch's team, but that's okay. Miles Sanders, I don't like that for Ryan, but you know the rest of his team is pretty stacked. I'm
he's
gonna
got
go
Mike Thomas and Jerry Jeudy on the bench.
Yeah, I mean he doesn't have room for him.
He's got a good squad.
Yeah, it's fucking stacked. I'm gonna go Ryan in this one as well.
I think this is actually going to be one of the easier ones of the week. Don't quote me on that later. Next matchup.
No, we newcomer. Forgot Frankie. We forgot.
Who Frank's pick. Who did Frank pick? I'm going to guess Frank picked Ryan.
Frank picked Mitch.
Wow,
Frank. Frank fall behind in the picks early here. All right. newcomer, Team Smoot versus Daddy Longlegs. Smoot, going to need you to come up with something for a name other than Team Smoot. I give you 3 weeks to work on that. Alex, Daddy Longlegs, let's see what we got going on with these two squads. Sorry, I didn't look at this at all before the podcast, so I'm just looking at these rosters for the first time now. I think this is going to be a tight one. Smoot's pretty stacked. I mean, Nick Chubb gets a touchdown this week. Diggs and St. Brown, great wide receivers. Knox, I think, is good. But then, you know, you have Nealon with a solid squad. I think in his second year in the league, he's going to come back with a pretty good team. Biggest question mark is DK Metcalf going to be able to get the ball from Geno Smith? I think Geno Smith might be better than advertised. This is going to be tight. I think this is a toss-up game. I'm just going to go with Smoot with a little beginner's luck first game. Nice. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I really like Smoot's team as well. Did you guys see the thing with that Amon-Ra St. Brown posted, by the way? The guy, like, drafted him and fantasy and like slid into his DMs. That was hilarious.
Yeah, hilarious. I think these are both really good teams.
Yeah. I guess Kamara. I guess I don't like Russell Wilson, but that's okay.
Russell Wilson's the best week 1 through 5 fantasy quarterback and the worst week 5 through 18 fantasy.
You know that. So Nealon's got all too well.
I know that way too well. So he's got Nealon's got at least 5 good weeks of Russ before I trade him Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. I'm going smooth on this one.
Smoothie. Drew, what do you think?
I really like both these teams. I think they're both strong. One question mark for me is why does Alex Nealon have Thielen on the bench? That's a mistake, right? I think he needs to go in the keep in mind I legitimately know nothing about football.
I would put him maybe over DK Metcalf, but other than that, no, I don't think it's a mistake.
Okay. Yeah, he's not one to.
Who the fuck is Pittman? Whatever. Either way.
You'll find out, buddy.
Okay. I'm going with Smoot to keep the picks close.
Okay, love it. Let's see. Let's get Frank's way in here. Frank went with Nealon.
Jeez. And because I love you, Smoot. And because I fucking love you, brother.
Yeah, this is a matchup of two just guys you like to root for. Nealon and Smoot here. You know?
Yeah.
I hope they both do great.
There's no Mitch in this matchup.
No Mitch is really. That's the only matchup where it's guys you don't want to root for.
I hope they tie.
Yeah,
That'd be great. All right, next matchup. We got the Glizzy Goblins versus Shotness Monster. Mike, why don't you give us a little spiel on why we should pick your team?
Okay. Well, Dak, I feel like he's gonna light it up this year, and I got Joe Mixon, who's filthy. Dalton Schultz and the Dak stack, that's very underrated quality of my team right now. I will say that.
Tough matchup week one.
Mike's on stack.
Tough matchup week one, Tampa Bay.
Is Tampa Bay's defense real? We will see. I don't think so. But other than that, my bench kind of sucks, so don't look at that other than Etienne. But my starting lineup is solid, so pick me. I'm picking myself as well.
Mike, love the hype up. You also are the only team that has a man who just got shot on his roster.
That is also true. I wasn't going to bring it up, but
he got shot night of the draft. He's out of crutches, bro. He's going to be back for you.
I think he's going to be back by week 3. He was getting most of the ones touches before he got shot, so he's probably going to be the starter over Gibson, which is kind of crazy to think about. But, hey, you know, I got boots on the ground at the fucking Commander's camp, so don't you worry about that. Either way. He's probably going to be a starting running back as well. So,
you're picking yourself.
Yep.
Okay. I like Mike. I like your team. I also do think I like Shotness's team a little bit here. These are some tough choices for me. I don't love his running back tandem. James Conner had a big year last year, but was completely touchdown dependent. The guy averaged like 2 yards a carry, but he had like 16 touchdowns. So I don't think that's going to happen again. A.J. Dillon could have a good year. I mean, he's got great receivers, tight ends. I hate Tyler Lockett with all my heart. I never want him on my fantasy team ever again. He's on the list with Russell Wilson. I hate them both so bad. And sneaky, I think Amari Cooper, despite no Deshaun's going to have a big year. This is a tight one, but I'm going to take the assistant to vice commissioner's team. I'm going to pick Mike. Drew, what do you think?
Yeah, I got to keep the front office together. I don't know if Frankie picked Mikey, but I'm going to go with Mikey. But I do think it's going to be a tight one. I like Mike Evans as a primary target in Tampa Bay this week because of a couple injuries there. But, yeah, I'm taking Mikey.
Frank picked Joe.
Yeah. Geez.
So Frankie's either going to have a huge lead or be way behind on right. his picks. All right. Rolling on through.
Oh, Butch, maybe talk about the commissioner's pick race here, you know, how we keep score
yes, Smoot. So every week, this is speaking Smoot directly to you. How many podcasts do people speak directly to you? This is just for you, Smoot.
Special.
We pick all the games every week, fantasy games. We keep track of our records throughout the season. Usually Drew's at the bottom.
I have lost all 3 years.
Usually Frank and I are towards the top. We haven't had Mike on every week yet. He always comes on as a guest and usually crushes it. So we're going to keep track of these. We don't have a punishment or a prize yet for the victor. We're going to work that out internally. Some big meetings in the front office tomorrow to get that going.
Yep.
Everyone, if you have recommendations, feel free to submit those. Make the prize good because I'm going to win.
Woo.
All right. Next matchup. Frank Joe Exotic versus Elijah Dak and the Ankle Breakers. You know, Frank wish he could be on to hype up his team, but, like, he has a baby, which is pretty inconsiderate of the league.
How could he?
Pretty crazy. Yeah, it's unfair, really. He's rolling with your boy Hurts, Drew, Aaron Jones, Breece Hall. Frank did some research before the draft, I think. His team is good, as always. You just never know. You just never know with fantasy. I think Elijah's auto draft team, pretty stacked. I mean, it's not that good. It's not that good. But for an auto draft team, I mean, you got Herbert, Cook. I don't love Montgomery, but he's going to get a lot of touches. Brandon Cooks gets you 1,000 yards every year. CeeDee Lamb, I don't know what to think of him. He was getting drafted real high this year. Feels weird to me. I think he'll be good, but I don't know. Not Justin Jefferson. Ja'Marr Chase, good. I mean, again, I can't pick the auto draft team, but they honestly have a great shot in this one, but I'm going to go Frank. Drew, what do you think?
It's crazy that Elijah auto drafted and still got Dallas Goedert, because he, my man, would pick that guy first round. Like, Elijah has been on that wave.
Forever. He also got his boy CeeDee Lamb. He must have signed in for that one.
I don't know. Yeah, and I saw CeeDee Lamb has a meal at McDonald's, I think, or Burger King, one of those. Either way,
if it's Burger King, I'm down on CeeDee Lamb.
Oh well,
if it's McDonald's, I'm up on
every day.
Okay, I will find.
Does he get McDonald's every day?
No. He's got like a signature. Oh, it's meal. Like the CeeDee Lamb meal.
Oh, okay.
That's got to be McDonald's. Sawiti had a meal. Is that how you pronounce it? Sawiti? She had a meal at McDonald's.
Yeah. What was that meal?
I don't know. I never got it, but she did have one. Sawiti.
Yes. Yeah.
That's right. Automatux. All right.
I'm going to go with Frankie, too. Just keep the Rays close here. We all, you know, stick with the front office.
Drew's playing strategic early. I don't hate it.
Yep.
Mike, what do you think? Well, you fell behind Drew by 1,000 picks.
Keep in mind, I know nothing about football.
I mean, you were by week 3. You were out of it last year, so it's probably a good idea to do.
This. Why does Von Miller have a triangle patch of hair on the back of his head?
What?
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but it seems like some Von Miller shit.
Does he still play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? He's on the Rams. Bills. He's on the Bills.
Right.
He's on the Bills now. All right. I love Jalen Hurts. I think he's going to be really good for the Eagles this year, personally. I love that for your team.
Yep.
A lot of Eagles hype.
Yep. I don't like Aaron Jones for some reason. I think I'm just buying into that story that's out there in the media. I don't have no other reasoning why, but Breece Hall, you can never trust the Jets running back, but everyone says he's going to be good.
Joe Flacco starting the first 4 games for the Jets.
Whoa, really?
Yes, first 4
what
games.
What happened to what's his name?
Wilson, he hurt his knee. He's missing the first 4.
Banging too many MILFs. That'll teach him.
So I don't know if that's going to affect the Breece Hall, but do with that info what you will.
Can't all stop right. it.
What's that, Drew?
Can't stop living. You got to keep banging MILFs. Like, it just you can't stop living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life comes first.
You should look into that story, Drew. It's quite funny if you don't know it, but I like Debo. Is he going to be as good this year with Trey Lance back there? We'll see. And then I have a statement. Elijah, if you truly auto-drafted, go fuck yourself, buddy. Okay? That's it. And for that, get fucked, Elijah. I'm going with Frankie on this one.
I don't know what to think of Trey Lance this year. I've got no read on that. I have no clue. So it's going to be interesting to see, I guess.
Is he slinging the ball? Like, what's out there? Like, is he doing good? Like,
I think they like him. I mean, he played a little last year, but if they like him that much, they probably would have just cut Garoppolo. I don't know why you keep them both.
I don't know why they kept Garoppolo.
I guess because maybe they had to pay him and they couldn't trade him. I don't know. But the Trey Lance thing, I guess we'll see. I'm not like – I wouldn't be banking on Trey Lance to be nasty if that was me, but it's not, so we're good. Final matchup. 09 versus Phil Rollins Sox. Tough draw for 09, first game of the year. Drew, why don't you sell us on your team here, buddy?
Wait, why a tough draw?
Phil Rollins Sox is always good.
Oh, yeah, I know. Frankly,
what do you mean, why a tough draw?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't know what you meant. Okay. I really like my team. My top three here, Ezekiel has fucked me before. Like, he's probably, like, he's gonna fuck you again. Like, he's fucked probably so many people before me. But I think he's a great player, man. He's nasty. He's got the big beard. He's got the nose ring. He's going in this year. My top three, dare I say four, are going to be great. I'm riddled with a couple injuries this week, and Godwin is like a, you know, game time decision. 90
he
minutes.
He practiced before. Today.
He practiced yesterday. He did not practice today.
That's bad.
Right.
That's so, real bad. He's not going to play.
Yeah, I know. He's a game time decision.
So he's not going to play.
I'll switch.
Take him out.
Yeah, and so I'll put him in with Kladarius Toney. Go Gators.
Kladarius.
He is the shiftiest motherfucker in the NFL. All right, I'm taking me this week. My old bitch stank, but my young ho cool as fuck. Let's go.
All right, love that out of you. It's hard for me to not pick you after that, but I actually don't like Zeke or Najee.
What? Harris,
so your wide receivers are both not great.
Yeah.
So that's a problem. Godwin could be huge for you this year once he starts to play. So you need that. This early in the season, though, hurts to have him out. Cormac, Kirk Cousins. I feel like he tries to win with the shittiest quarterback possible every year, and he does. Why is he doing this? He really likes Kirk Cousins. He's a top 12 quarterback in fantasy. We're going with that. I mean, outrageous. He's got McCaffrey, big risk reward scenario. I would have drafted McCaffrey if I was him. So I like it. You draft to win the league. You draft to win the league. You don't draft to not lose it. So that's a good move. I can't pick Cormac just because he has McCaffrey and DJ Moore against the Browns this week. I do think Cormac's team is really good. Drew, I think your team this week is not very good, but they might be better as the season goes on. That being said, I'm still picking you, Drew.
Back and forth.
Then. Whoa.
Yeah, roller coaster.
I could not. Whoa. Mind fuck. Drew, I couldn't hate your team more, to be honest. Damn, Zeke is fat. He can't run, and he will fuck you again. No. Nazi's got that Liz Frank injury, bro. Got to keep an eye on that down the stretch, okay, buddy?
No.
All right. And then looking at your bench, I would definitely start Olave over Tony.
Not week one.
Butch, let me sabotage him, please. with that being said,
Kirk.
Oh, man.
All right. Is that it?
I don't know. I'm looking at the team, so I haven't really looked at it. Okay. I love Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. Yeah, I'm going Phil Rollins socks here. Sorry, Drew.
That's okay.
Drew, I hate to say it, but out of your whole starting lineup, I like Pat Mahomes. I like Godwin not playing this week. And I like Young Ho Koo. I hate everyone else.
Godwin might play. It's a game time decision.
Dude, if he goes from practicing Wednesday to not practicing Thursday, he's not. Check on him tomorrow, but he's not playing. And Drew, honestly, the fact that I hate your team means they're probably gonna be good. So,
yep,
that's a good omen
for you.
Now is the gambling picks portion of the show. Drew, I'm sure you did extensive research on this. You got anything for us?
Eagles money line.
Okay.
All right.
Give me a sec here to just write my notes here. Week one, Drew, Eagles money line. Okay, Mike, you got anything?
Does it have to be NFL or can I branch out to college?
Oh, anything. Sometimes I'll put ponies on here, bro.
It can be anything, I guess. But just tell me if you win or lose, because this year I'm going to keep our gambling records as well.
Well, you're going to know mine this week. You know I'm going with the Heisman hopeful Sean Tucker, baby.
Yes, football. Yes,
have that spread, baby.
Please. If you don't know Sean Tucker, learn about it, be about it. He's fucking insane. Sean Tucker over or Q, or you said Q spread?
No, yeah, Q spread. Hammer that shit.
Q spread. Love that. Sorry, Drew. I have a pick coming up. I just need to get the updated line, but I fucking can't log into FanDuel for some reason.
Why sorry me for that?
Because they're playing UConn.
Oh.
We're literally going to the game.
Oh, got it.
That's literally this weekend.
Yeah.
That's Saturday.
Yeah.
You're going.
Yes.
All right, NFL lines. I have one for you that I don't think you guys are going to expect. Let me just find it. I have the Seattle Seahawks +6.5 versus the Broncos on Monday night.
Monday night football, baby.
Yeah, go. You heard me.
Wilson's gone. Well, no, I actually didn't. What's the spread?
6.5 against Russell Wilson. Let me tell you why. Monday night, a lot of emotions. Russ coming back to Seattle for his first game. 6.5 points, a lot of points in the NFL. You could buy that to 7 if you want. Geno Smith, not as bad as everyone thinks he is. I think they're going to keep the game close. Russ, this is the first time in his career he's had new offense, new team, new coach. Also a new coach to Denver. A lot of newness there. It's going to take them a little while to get going. Take Seahawks 6.5 to the bank on Monday night and save your losses from Sunday. I'm feeling good about it.
All right.
That's what I got. So we'll keep track of those two for next week as well as our picks. Smoothie, we'll try to get you on maybe next week if you're available, if not one of these upcoming weeks. Let's try to get everyone as a guest this year. Some people don't join.
Yeah, Alex.
Alex came on last year and did a phenomenal job.
He came on last year?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. He did a phenomenal job.
Who didn't come on last year?
Elijah, maybe?
Matt
and Paul, his GM.
Okay, sorry. I thought that was poor.
No, I think we had a good showing, but we're going to get everyone this year. We're going to keep track.
Let's wrap this up. I got to go shave my balls.
Hey, Drew, we also need to get some sort of thing for first place in guest picks.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out as the season goes on. Yep. Send suggestions. Enjoy the game tonight, gents. Go Allen Robinson. That's all I have to say.
All right.
Any final words?
Go Rams. I got them 2.5.
Fuck Mitch.
Thank you. Fuck Mitch. Peace out.
Peace.